Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Don't forget Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip. Coming up before the end of this hour, Peggy Katsopoulos is a registered holistic nutritionist. She's a TV personality, health educator, and a culinary consultant. She's devoted to helping people transform how they look and how they feel. And her book is called Kitchen Cures, Revolutionize Your Health with Foods That Heal. Peggy Katsopoulos, the publisher, by the way, is Pintail. It's a division of Penguin. Well, thank you for coming on. I want to ask you, though, there's a lot of competition in this field from experts that pretty much have the same mission. We talk to a lot of them here on this show very often. How is your information, your research, and your approach different? And what sets you apart from everybody else who talks pretty much the same ballgame?
Yeah, I think the way that I lay out the book is a little bit different. So, I mean, I've listened to your show, and there's some amazing experts out there, and we're trying to send the same message and have the same mission. And I think the way I laid it out is a little bit different in the sense where you don't have to give up your favorite foods. You don't have to follow a strict diet for 21 days or a year. And it's basically, I broke it out into certain ailments. So, for example, I have clients coming to me saying they want to boost their energy, they're too stressed out, they might want to shrink their muffin top, they might want to improve the look of their skin. So I broke out each chapter on a certain ailment. So, again, whether you're looking to boost your energy, if you're looking to boost your libido, if you're looking to thin out your thighs, go to that specific chapter, and it tells you the key nutrients your body needs and the top foods that help you get out of your funk no matter what you're feeling. It's more of a resource go-to reference guide.
Well, you just piqued my interest when you said libido, so I'm sure I'm going to buy the book.
That piques everyone's interest. They go straight to chapter 4.
Here's Dr. Mike Royson. Dr. Mike.
Peggy, let's go back in your history. So you started, tell us how you started and how you got into this, and then I'm going to go and since we've got a couple emails asking about cancer, we'll go to cancer.
Okay, so give you my background first.
Go ahead. Tell us how, it's not your background, but how you got into this whole field, because it's very interesting.
Yeah, so I used to be in investment. So I actually spent a number of years in investment banking. But I had a passion for health and wellness and nutrition my entire life. From a very young kid, I had the awareness of how food made me feel. For example, if I had a burger, I would feel sluggish and I didn't have the energy. Whereas if I had a pint of strawberries, I just felt like my skin would tingle and I felt revitalized. So I just had an awareness of how food made me feel from a young age. And I went, I took the path first in business. And I was in investments for a number of years. And I saw so many people, especially in that field, always stressed out, not paying attention to their health. And they would look at me and say, why do you have so much energy at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? What are you doing? I want to eat what you're eating. So I started doing lunch and learns for fun at work, just doing food demos for people, and everyone started feeling better. And I was actually going to take another job at another company in investments. And on my vacation from work, I decided to take a culinary arts course in whole food nutrition in California for a month before I took another job. And when I was down there, I just felt like this is what I should be doing with my life. And speaking of cancer, actually, the reason what made me change was I met this man who was from L.A., and he was probably in his mid-60s. And he went through rounds and rounds of chemo and radiation, and the doctor said, hey, I don't know what we can do anymore. Get your house in order. We don't give you much longer to live. And when I met him a year later, he was just vibrant and healthy and still alive, and he did it all through diet and just lifestyle changes. And I thought, well, how do I make this message mainstream? And so I went back to school and I studied nutrition and I just made this my life's work.
And so now, have you kept in touch? Is that gentleman still alive, by the way?
Yes, he is.
And so you've kept in touch with him. And there were a number of other people you met at that same meeting that I think we could say in summary from what I gathered was you took that food is not only attitude and approach, but is medicine.
It is. And that's what I realized. I was at this conference when I was down there, and there was 250 people that either, reversed their cancer or slowed down the growth of their cancer, or One man that I met was supposed to go for quadruple bypass surgery and cleared his arteries on his own. And it was all through the power of food as medicine.
Right. And what did you, when you think about this, what do you think are the, and I'm sure you've been asked, what do you think are the five key foods, but what are the key foods that you would, that you now advise people to consume, and what are the key ones that you avoid, that you tell them to avoid, and how serious do they need to avoid it, and how, we have a lot of disease reversal programs here at the Cleveland Clinic, and people say, well, how much can I modify that? That is, how much moderation is there, and how much do I have to be strict? Since one of the docs at the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Esselstyn, works in the institute and tells them you've got to be absolutely strict, and they say, well, there's no way, so I shouldn't bother trying.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to something like a cancer, or if you're trying to really reverse a disease or slow down a growth of a disease, you do have to be strict. So, I mean, when it comes to prevention, and when it comes to disease, are totally two different things. But the one approach to both of them, for example, is even when I was down, I studied at Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach, Florida, which does the same thing, and they have a lot of people come there for treatment, and it was very strict. And that was people that were ill, that were trying to reverse their illness. And one thing that is really key when it comes to the five things was a group of foods that are really, really important. And what was something that was really big for them was green juices. So really getting your chlorophyll intake. So, and juicing greens, so not with, you know, fruits and high sugar fruits and carrots and those types of stuff, but just pure greens, dark leafy greens and sprouts, sunflower sprouts, for example, really high in chlorophyll. Foods like chlorella, for example, which is a green algae, one of the highest sources of chlorophyll on the planet. These are foods that really nourish your body and nourish your cells and can actually help slow down the growth of certain diseases in your body. And this is for not only just for treatment, but also for prevention. So doing a green juice every single day or increasing the amount of greens that you're doing, or whether you're doing chlorella or green algae or blue-green algae in your day is so important when it comes to overall health. Now, something that I should be very strict on when it comes to something like cancer specifically is sugar. And there really, unfortunately, isn't a moderate. And, I mean, you can go in between. Like, I know, you know, like you said, some people are like, well, I can't do it, and I'm just not going to do it altogether. It's not about that. There are things that you can do. But it's things like where we don't find hidden sugars are things like, you know, condiments, ketchup. Barbecue sauces. It's not just the sugar that goes in your coffee, but you can replace it with something like a stevia, for example.
Now, what would you tell? This is you get a one-on-one with Warren Buffett, who's a famous investor from your past life, and maybe your current, but at least from your past life. And Warren Buffett is the Buffett funds are one of the largest stockholders in Coca-Cola. And Warren, of course, had prostate cancer and clearly consume sugared soda. What would you tell him he's doing to his risk? Or do you just give up on some people?
No, I mean, unfortunately, sugared soda is huge. I mean, it's one of the number one causes of so many. It's one of the causes. I mean, there's so many factors. I mean, Coke will argue they have a whole campaign right now saying they're trying to, you know, solve this obesity problem. But meanwhile, they're a contributor to this obesity problem. But I mean, sodas, it's juices. Even a cup of orange juice isn't any better. One cup of orange juice has 25 grams of sugar. So it's just, you know, a simple solution is something like water. Add some freshly squeezed juice from an orange inside of it to sweeten it, if you would like. Some lime, some lemon, make a smoothie with some fresh berries.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk to you more about kitchen cures. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Peggy Katsopoulos, the book is called Kitchen Cures, Revolutionize Your Health with Foods That Heal. It's published by Pintail, and this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.